everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen are just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I'm excited to be bringing today's guest in. Co-founder and CEO of Proven Skincare, Ming S. Zhao is an entrepreneur, business strategist, investor, and podcast host. Proven Skincare has become a beloved beauty brand and is a Y Combinator alum and the 2018 recipient of the MIT AI Idol Award. Based on simple 3-minute skin genome quiz, Proven creates a personalized skincare routine based on 45-plus factors, including genetics, lifestyle, geography, and more. Proven is the first company to provide and combine AI, big data, and academic research to customize skincare. And I find it really fascinating. I really do. So with all that being said, Ming, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Dori, it's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm so excited to share the story of Proven.
I'm excited for you to share your story that has led to Proven, because you moved to the U.S. at the age of 12.
That's right. So I'm an immigrant. I am also a third-generation entrepreneur, and I'm a mother whose daughter, Ember, is the same age as my company, Proven Skincare. So when I was 12 years old, my parents and I immigrated to the U.S. At that time, I didn't speak a word of English, when we first moved here from China. In fact, when we first moved here, we were in the South Florida region, you know, where there are a lot of my fellow immigrant kids were mostly from Latin American countries. And so the first language that I picked up was actually Spanish, because all of my, you know, classmates and friends were Spanish speaking. So I first learned a bit of Spanish, and then in school learned English. But I, you know, with the proverbial immigrant spirit, within 3 years of being in the country, of being in America, I actually scored a perfect score on my SAT verbal and earned a scholarship to go to college, and then 8 years later got a degree from Harvard Business School.
Wow. How incredibly impressive.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's really, yeah. Ming, that's amazing. It really is. I love stories like that. I truly do. You know, I have a friend who came here from Korea because she was in a wheelchair and there's nothing accessible in her country. And, you know, came here, again, didn't speak English, everything else, and college graduate, living on her own, married a Marine. I mean, just an amazing story. And I love that those are the immigration stories we should be hearing. You know, this is why
Absolutely.
People come to the United States. So it makes me happy to hear this. What was it like co-founding Proven while you were pregnant? Because you said your company is as old as your first child. Take us on that journey, and what made you want to create something like this?
Yeah, absolutely. The reason that I founded Proven was because when I was in my 20s, I was working at this high-powered finance job that paid me a big paycheck, but I was working like 14-hour days in a very unhealthy environment. And I remember one day I woke up, I saw myself in a mirror and realized I was looking so sunken and withered and so much older than my actual age. And I completely panicked because I felt like not only did the job rob me of my soul, it also robbed me of my youth, which was even more upsetting, you know, for a young woman. So I did what many women do. I ran to a department store. I started buying all kinds of expensive skincare products. You know, the lady at the counter would say, oh, this product would do miracles for you. That product would do miracles for you. And then someone else would walk in, you know, who looks completely different and, you know, is like 80 years old, and they would say the same exact thing to them. But, you know, I believe them. I bought and used all these expensive skincare products but none of them actually worked for me. I just felt so betrayed by the product and by the industry. And it wasn't until I went to a specialist who examined my skin, who understood my life and my skin needs and my environment before making personalized product for me, did I really see a difference with them on my skin. So I thought, why isn't this the way that skincare is practiced, where it is based on our unique needs? It is actually based on all the factors that affect our skin and what it needs on a day-to-day basis. So I wanted to bring that experience and that level of results to everyone. At that time, I partnered with my genius friend, Amy, who was the smartest person I knew. She is a computational physicist from Stanford, and she actually had similar frustrations with her own skin and had built an AI-powered database to solve her own skin issues. So she and I combined our mutual epiphanies. For me, it was personalization. For her, it was using data to create proven skincare. And pretty soon after we had this idea to work on this, we were very lucky to have been accepted into one of the top startup accelerators in the country, which is called Y Combinator. And right around that time, we also found out that we were both pregnant. It just so happens that that's how the timing worked out. When we first got, you know, got into the program, a mentor who really was watching out for us and really wanted to see us succeed took us aside and said, hey, you know, you ladies, you're really doing some extraordinary things, and, you know, this company really has a lot of potential. So do you really want to be, you know, heavily pregnant, like 7-8 months pregnant, when you're fundraising in front of, you know, 200-300 older white guys who are investors? You know, do you want to make a statement like that, or do you want to, you know, make sure that your company succeeds and maybe, you know, defer this program so that, you know, that part is no longer as obvious? So we decided to defer the program, and we started the Y Combinator program right after we both gave birth. So we actually had newborns when we were in this very, you know, intensive program. I remember we both would bring our, you know, giant packages of milk pumps with us, you know, breast pumps with us, to the program every week. And one time I forgot the milk bottles that come with the pump. So I had to go and find like 2 coffee cups, pump breast milk into those coffee cups, you know, trying to keep them, you know, closed when running around this complex trying to find my business mentor to talk about my startup, holding these 2 coffee cups of breast milk. Those were the early days of Proven. It was a journey.
You know, I have to tell you, the fact that you had to delay your participation because it wouldn't look good that you were heavily pregnant to these, as you know, these older white men investors. Isn't it amazing? Because you know what? Nobody says to some guy, hey, it's not going to look good that you're 50 pounds overweight to the investors that you're going to be standing in front of.
Yeah, right.
It's just remarkable to me the things that women have to go through in launching a business, having a business, and justifying how they're doing it and why they're doing it while they are pregnant. It's amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I so appreciate all the women who came before. You know, we actually stand on the shoulder of giants of women who founded companies in even less friendly environments than we did. And we owe our success that we've had so far to them, and to them and not being, you know, afraid to achieve what they want in the world. You know, for us even, you know, as you mentioned, we won major technology awards, including, you know, the MIT AI Technology of the Year Award, where we beat out 400 other AI companies to win that award. And, you know, my co-founder is a very well-respected data scientist, technologist. She actually broke the world record for the largest computational simulation on a supercomputer. So she was like a quantum computer prior to there being quantum computing. And yet, when we talk to some of these investors, you know, they would look at the two of us, you know, understand that how we're applying this level of technology is towards skincare and cosmetics, and basically assume that we're starting, you know, a mom and pop skincare line in our garage that's just gonna, we're gonna go, you know, to just farmers markets and sell them. You know, they don't see how, because we're women, we're capable of applying cutting edge industry leading technology to really completely revolutionize this space, which is what we're already well on the path of doing now. But they couldn't see that because, you know, they see two young women and they just assume that it's, you know, a cutesy skincare line. And that was really upsetting.
I would have to agree. I would, you know, it's an amazing thing. You know, I'm thinking back to when my mother was sick and dying. And I love to read medical books. And so when the doctors would come in, I would start asking them all these questions. And the doctor would always say to me, what, are you a nurse? And I'm like, what makes you think I'm not a doctor? I was like, you know, I'm not in the medical field at all. I just like reading medical books, and you're speaking over her head, and she doesn't understand what you're saying. So how about you talk to her like a human being and let her know what is going on with her health care? And it's amazing how in every field, as women, you know, like you said, they just assumed you were going to be selling these at farmers markets, and not that there's anything wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with growing grassroots. But you are adding, you know, AI technology. Who's ever thought of adding that kind of technology to drive a beauty brand and to work in that way? You know, I mean, really, what was it like trying to raise the capital in doing something like that in an AI-driven beauty brand that nobody's ever heard of?
That's right. And, you know, in fact, there's an even bigger point here that the reason that we have to be the ones to do this, to bring this level of technology into skincare, is because for so long, you know, because skincare and cosmetics are an industry that is mostly tailored to women, the entire industry had neglected to invest in technology, has neglected to invest in research and R&D and evidence-based application. Maybe because, you know, they don't think that women need this level of technology. And it's very, you know, we have rovers that go to the moon, and yet nothing has moved forward in skincare for the past 60, 70 years. And that, too, is upsetting, which is why my co-founder Amy and I decided to do something about it.
I love it. I really do. You know what? On that note, we're going to take a quick break, say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be right back on Word of Mom Radio.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
From the beach to a ball game, from your office to a locker, StadiumBags.com has the clear bags for you. Don't let our name fool you. We are not just for sports fans. The great thing about our bags is, yes, they meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. More importantly, they have the quality, versatility, and style that will stand up to years of use. You can feel free to clean your bags with the solvents that are going to keep the germs away from your home and your personal belongings and still make safety and convenience coexist. So find us at StadiumBags.com. You'll see why we are your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag. And we're back on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking to the co-founder and CEO of Proven Skincare, Ming Zhao. Ming, I am so impressed with what you have done, because let's face it, you know, we were just talking about how in the beauty industry and skincare, Nothing has really changed in 50, 60 years. And women now care. Maybe back then, you know, women just bought it because of the name. But now women are becoming more and more aware of what they are putting on their skin. And what the fact that what you put on your skin actually gets absorbed into your body. You know?
Absolutely.
And so I am so impressed. And I have to ask, because I know you've been on Shark Tank, and you were the first beauty brand featured on the show in over 5 years. What was that journey
like
for you and Amy?
You know, that experience and opportunity is definitely something that we are very grateful for. You know, as a new company, as a small startup that is trying to break through all the noise, you know, unfortunately, the skincare and cosmetics is an industry that is over-marketed. You know, every kind of marketing message you can think of has been used in the past. Like even, you know, what proven skincare is all about. The fact that we're personalized to individuals based on their gene expression, their environment, their lifestyle, based on more than 47 factors about a person. Even though we're the first brand to really do that, and we partnered with the head of dermatology from Stanford University to formulate our product. You know, nevertheless, people are like, you know, I've heard all these different messages that at the end of the day, they didn't deliver for me. And that is really the unfortunate thing that we're trying to get across, that this is not the same as every other message you've heard, because we're really based on evidence and on cutting-edge technology. So being on Shark Tank, as well as the Today Show in the past couple of months, really helped us to get that message across, in that it was able to, you know, help us build the credibility that is so necessary in this space, because there's, you know, so much over-messaging and there are a lot of charlatans, unfortunately, in this space.
I just think it's very cool. I really do. And I have to say, you know, I always try to speak authentically. People that listen to the show know that I'm going to read an author's book. I'm going to be trying a product. And I've been using Proven for the last few weeks. And I really love your product. It's a great product line. And one of the things I really appreciate is your transparency, is the fact that you let people know that as you are first using this, you might feel a tingling. Your skin may seem a little red or whatever as your face gets used to the ingredients that have been put in there after you go through the test that's asking your age. What are you most concerned about? Where do you live? Because all of these factors go into how your skin is reacting to the environment that you live in. And I really appreciate the fact that you let me know and let your customers know that these are natural reactions that your skin might have. I didn't have any reactions at all. And I've been using it morning and night, the cleanser, the daytime. I love that there's an SPF in there, because one of the reasons I really don't have any lines on my face and things, I've worn sunblock on my face every day of my life since, I don't know, I'm 14. I haven't put things that aren't organic on my skin. Yeah. You know, way longer than anybody knew that you were supposed to be doing that. It just seemed to me that you should. As I said, I really appreciate the transparency and letting people know. And I love your packaging. It's really impressive. I loved that my card, you know, was personalized to me and listing all of the ingredients that were in my skincare line that was developed based on my specific needs. These are the things that
Absolutely.
I think really set this apart from any skincare line I've ever seen. And we've featured quite a few. I love, you know, there are so many, because let's face it, as wonderful as Proven is, you're not going to be able to be the skincare line for every woman who needs skincare. It would literally be impossible for you to handle, you know, a few hundred million women. But hopefully millions are out there, you know, looking, because everybody's looking for different things. And for the reach that you are going to have with what you are doing, I think it's really fantastic. Have you found being on Shark Tank, has that helped propel you? What was your experience like with that?
Yes, being on Shark Tank definitely propelled us. Because I think that there's so many, you know, smart women out there that are looking for exactly what Proven is offering. Because, you know, we all know that our skin is our body's largest organ.
And when it comes to the care of any of our body's organs, let's say, you know, we had an issue with our kidneys, we wouldn't just go to the drugstore and say, give me the most popular kidney medication, I'm going to take that. But that's how we treat our skin organs, and that just makes no sense, because, you know, why is our skin relegated to the, you know, the second-class organship? You know, I think people are also realizing that, you know, with COVID, for example, the same disease is affecting different people so differently, right? Some people barely feel a thing. Others are very, very sick. That's because, you know, because of who we are, because of our lifestyles, because of our body, our bodies react differently to different things, which is why the care of our skin, what goes on top of our body as well as into our body, has to be exactly tailored to us. So getting that message across and being able to share that something like Proven, which thinks for you, which thinks specifically about you, and the products are all about you and what you need, that when people know that this exists, they're like, oh my gosh, you know, people tell me all the time, like, I wish this existed earlier, and it should have. So we're just really excited to be here now and to be able to share Proven with the world.
On the mom side of things, how has it been? You have two babies, and your business is the same age. How are you finding that balance? Because so many of the women that are listening to this show are either mompreneurs, entrepreneurs, businesswomen, or thinking about starting a business. What advice do you have for them in creating that balance?
You know, Dori, I am fully confident that women are just able to make it happen. They're just able to do. You know, I know my grandmother, I had mentioned that I'm a third generation entrepreneur. In fact, my grandmother had 9 babies that she raised. And at the same time, she ran a little bakery cart selling, you know, Chinese style crepes. That's how she fed not only her 9 babies, but also her parents and siblings back in the countryside where they came from. You know, how did she make that happen? I have no idea, but she did, you know? So I think women just have this extraordinary strength to make things happen and to make miracles happen. So I want to say to people who have ideas out there to just go for it. You know, when you think about it in a vacuum of how would I do it, it's really hard to come up with the answer. But when you actually have to do it, you might find that in you there's this extraordinary strength that you didn't realize was there before that will propel you and will get you where you need to be.
Great advice. It really, and it's true. You know, it really is, because nobody said it's going to be easy, because it won't be, but it is so worth it. It is worth it because having that idea and knowing that you can make a difference in your small piece of the puzzle that is going on is a wonderful feeling. And for you, bringing that diversity into a product category that really hasn't seen a lot of innovation, as you were saying. I mean, more and more, and again, more and more women are looking for the healthy alternatives. We are realizing, you brought up COVID, you know, for different people, how it affects people differently. I mean, for me, I lost my dad to this.
Oh,
in
my
May,
gosh.
You know, yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, so, you know, it is, it's never an easy thing. And I hate that he's a statistic. He's just one of the numbers. This
I'm so
has
sorry.
Made a level of awareness happen, because our bodies, we have a perfect immune system. And if we continually bombard our bodies with all of these chemicals, and all of these things,
that's right.
Like when your child gets a fever and the first thing you do is give them something to take the fever down. And it's like, but fever is your body's natural defense to an infection.
Right.
Give them in a cool bath or whatever. But if you let that fever do its job for a day, guess what? More than likely, they won't get sick. It will burn out the infection before it will bother them. Now, I'm going to say, you know,
that's
once
right.
it hits 103, which for a child is still not a high fever, then I'm going to the doctor. You know, they're going to the doctor, they're getting some medication, okay, let's go. But my children, that's how I raised them, and I now have grandchildren who, thankfully, are being raised the same way. You know, my grandson this weekend, he's telling me, you know, ear hurt. I warmed up some organic olive oil, and I put it in his ear because that's what my grandmother did and my mother did. And you know what? His ear stopped hurting.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know,
absolutely.
So I really applaud that you have taken all of this amazing knowledge that both you and your co-founder, Amy, have and translated it into combining, as we said, you're the first company combining AI, big data, and academic research to make customized skincare products. So as we're wrapping up, please let everyone know how they can find you.
Yes, thank you so much, Dori. They can find us at provenskincare.com. That's P-R-O-V-E-N, provenskincare.com. Thank you so much, Dori. It's been such a pleasure chatting with you. And please let me know if there's anything that I could provide for your audience, and I'm excited to share the Proven story with all of you.
I'm excited that you are here sharing it because it really is a wonderful story. It really is. And it just goes to show that women start with why. And for you looking for something while you were pregnant, creating this, working on such a different level, who would have even thought to couple AI with skincare? It's just a remarkable thing that you have done, and I really applaud what you and Amy are bringing to the marketplace. And I'm going to, like I said, honestly, you know me, if I didn't like a product, trust me, I wouldn't be sharing this right now. You know me, I don't bring people to our show without being able to say, this is a wonderful product line. So I'm thrilled to be using it. I'm thrilled to be sharing you, and I really appreciate you taking the time to come and share with us today, Ming. Thank you again for all of our listeners out there. Thank you for taking the time to be with us here on Word of Mom Radio. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure. She is